with Michael Murphy. His websites are witwatts.com, whatintheworldaretheyspraying.com, or witwatts, W-I-T-W-A-T-S, and geoengineeringwatch.org. Wow, what a quick hour with him. And he was talking about the tragedy of suffering and loss of life from stuff just not growing the way that it should. A land grab, as it were. It's very, very interesting, isn't it? And every time somebody tries to bring the truth out, there are a whole bunch of people just waiting in the wings with their disinformation and their attempts to discredit it. So, hey, if they can't absolutely convince us that it's wrong, at least they can baffle us long enough for us to forget about it while they further their agenda. Does seem like interesting timing, though, doesn't it? I mean, maybe it's just, I see a face in the clouds. Oh, yeah, there's its nose. Well, I don't know. I think that's a little easier to divine than some of the other things that we're exposed to, but it does not escape my attention that Mr. Soros's friend with the Spanish vote counting company located in Spain didn't heard a little blurb about that, then it went away. No outrage over the military votes that burned up in the plane crash. No reports of any voting irregularities in the areas affected by Tropical Storm Sandy. None of that stuff. And there is old Soros. He's behind Agenda 21. He's behind socialist initiatives beginning at the local level in communities around our country and around the world. He is he was a non-practicing Jew that helped the Nazis load Jewish people and their property into trucks and be carried away. Said 1945 was the greatest year of his life. And here he is on the scene again. And I'm just thinking, the money, the corporation, this Monsanto, which was a revered corporation for many years until we began to be aware of some of the other things they're into besides helping people. The reports of these enormous seed vaults with real seeds in them, crop failures here and there, and now this House bill that effectively shields that gigantic corporation, which, I understand, bought the old Blackwater outfit. You remember them, the private contractors that over there in the Middle East. It's just one component after another, and you begin to, as they say, connect the dots, and it just doesn't look good, does it? Well, we'll explore it. You know, I mentioned before the last break that we are all ruled by the clock. One of these days, each and every one of us is going to have to check out of here. And while a lot of people deny the existence of God, let alone Jesus Christ, I would submit to the people who are perpetrating this on mankind that you better hope there's not a God, because I've got a feeling you've got a lot of explaining to do when you get up there. And by the same token, I think those of us who take no action, do not explore, do not search for the truth, and when we find it, do not expose it, I think we're going to have some explaining to do too. Okay, here ended the lesson and the lecture. For the moment, we'll be back with Michael Murphy in just a moment. This is Coast to Coast AM. Michael Murphy, let us, as difficult as it may be, but it won't be for you. Let's pick up where we left off. You were talking about the tragedy of what's happening from crop failure and this weather manipulation overseas, yeah, in third world countries.
Oh, God, it's just heartbreaking. And before I get into that, my co-producer sent me a text. He said, talk about the DVD. And we've encouraged everybody who orders the DVD to make copies and hand out for free. So that supports our vision of creating street activism. But as you know, to produce projects, it does require some income. So those who support us in that capacity, we absolutely need it. And again, get out there in the streets. I hand out thousands of free DVDs. And it's a very effective tool for waking up your community. And hopefully we'll talk about who in the world is spraying and the way that you can become a partner in helping to fund this film and get it started so that we can produce the film that we believe is going to break the story. But when I look at the death rates from starvation of children, this was before the global food crisis. And This is just shocking because during the time that that we're on the air for this two-hour period, 2,000 children will die during that time period as a result. Now, keep in mind, geoengineers are stating that if these programs are implemented, which they absolutely have been, we could see up to 2 billion people who have their food disrupted. Those are dire consequences. So we, due to all of these consequences, which are unquantifiable, and we didn't even get into the human health consequences, we have geoengineers that are now calling for, guess what, global governance. And it's the perfect, I guess, story to create this world government and, again, consolidate an enormous amount of both money and power into the hands of the few, literally at the expense of all life on the planet. And in listening to the tapes, going back to the tapes, they do not allow us into their conferences anymore. I think they were very, they thought they could utilize the corporate media and effectively sell these programs to the public. We have gotten a step ahead of them, thank God. And now people are starting to question, you know, the validity of this. With that being said, it's very important to get out there. But I actually lost my train of thought. And with that being said, we call that aluminum brain. Aluminum creates Alzheimer's, memory loss, and a number of other consequences.
Well, let me spell you on that for just a second, Michael. And that is that... there is a certain faction out there in the listening audience that doesn't want to hear anything about anything that has been discussed and recorded in what I refer to and many others do as the Holy Scriptures. Mm-hmm. And this global, this one world currency, I'm hearing increased calls for that. Imagine how much easier it'll be to steal money if it's not only a global currency, but it's also electronic. And then global, you've mentioned global governance a couple of times.
I know.
All of this is described. Now, why would an ancient people, the ancient authors of these scriptures, why would they write something like that?
I actually put a lot of thought into that, and I didn't finish the enlightenment that I had in Maui on the organic farm. So we have people growing their own food. They're not purchasing from Monsanto or the other large corporations that are very greedy and they want to own the world's food supply. And they're a threat to this corporate system that wants to become life itself. And the epiphany was this, watching everything die around this in this beautiful atmosphere, I began to realize that for this system to rise into power, they have to destroy nature. They have to destroy God's creation. And in doing so, in creating death of that, they come up with their design, this new stress-resistant seed, genetically modified seed that will grow in this new environment. And in doing so, they literally become the source of life, and they hold the levers of control over our complete food supply, which in turn allows them to control populations and many other things. And I was making a point about that I just learned recently about geoengineers, and they've been discussing Barry Kulski, co-producer. He's been just doing an incredible amount of research looking into who, and God, we have a lot of connections. But we have to get a little more accurate before we go into major detail. But Barry found he found some God, you're not going to believe this, but I did lose my train of thought again. But Barry has done a lot of incredible work, and I know where I was going. Geoengineers are talking about how to regulate this. So getting back to world government, geoengineering programs are absolutely required to consolidate for the shift of power from nature and God into the corporate system under their control. What they are discussing is, again, creating global governance because they say there could be wars over whose hand would be on the thermostat.
Sure.
So what we need to do, again, is consolidate more money and power into the hands of the few so that we can regulate. And the most disgusting thing about this dialogue, and it's almost sickening because most of us come from a different mindset, is geoengineers are now talking about offering incentives to countries that support these programs. My guess is that some of these incentives are things like rain, you know, the ability to grow food. And I think that is what we are getting into.
Yeah, it's Judas syndrome. Just give them a little money and let them go along with it. But, you know, Michael, if you combine this with global governance and centralized food distribution and then transhumanism and everything else, we have a real nightmare scenario that appears to be forming.
Well, we do. And you know, I think in the original form, this planet without this corporate system that was developed was just an incredible, peaceful, beautiful place to live. And again, going back to Hawaii, you know, there is no cost going up to a guava tree and eating that food. That's how our ancestors lived. When they needed rain, they did rain dances or prayed to the Great Spirit or prayed to Jesus Christ. Now, when a country needs rain, they have to go to Raytheon or, you know, whoever is controlling the rain at that point. Raytheon definitely has a stake in that. We'll get into detail and who in the world is spraying. So, you know, we have these considerable changes, and it's all about money and power, because at that time when we had equality, when we were living off of nature, it was a very peaceful Earth, I believe. And I think that was the original plan. We've gotten far away from that. And in doing so, we literally have an issue that affects every living thing on the planet. We now have respiratory mortality that's gone from number 8 down to number 3 in the past 6-year period. I think everyone who I know, including myself, had a very serious respiratory flu for about 2 months. Just couldn't shake it. That is definitely one of the results of geoengineering programs. In the other illnesses, the first film we interviewed, Dr. Born, she is an aluminum expert. And inhaling what geoengineers are proposing, 10 to 20 million tons of toxic aluminum into our skies, she was shocked that they were even thinking about this, stating that we're going to see a great increase in cancers, a number of other illnesses related, MD, MS, and Alzheimer's, which has gone up actually 260% in Riverside County alone. And this appears to be worldwide. So from the human health implications, you know, it's unquantifiable. And these have a synergistic effect. So breathing, which we are on a day-to-day basis, these toxins, and we only covered 3. There's a lot of other materials and a lot of other agendas that are associated with these programs. So we are literally being overloaded with toxins. Our immune systems are not working as they should. As a result, we have more death, illness. And some people are making quite a profit off of this this business of illness, this business of death. And Monsanto is without question benefiting from these programs. And I want to get into WHO a little bit while we're on Monsanto, because we covered this in Why in the World Are They Spraying? You can see the trailer at witwatch.com. Bill Gates is on the public record of sponsoring geoengineering research. We know that geoengineering, no question about it, destroys crops. Ironically, Bill Gates is very heavily invested in Monsanto. And I think that speaks volumes about what his agenda is. And in telling that story, a lot of people, you know, they believe that Bill Gates is an incredible philanthropist and you know, he's sitting around the table thinking about the good that he can do for the world. I want to remind people that his father worked very closely in a eugenics program. It was initially called the Negro Project. It was developed for the stated goal, and I quote Margaret Sanger, the founder, to get rid of the Negro problem. Today it is called Planned Parenthood. The most dangerous place for an African-American To be is not in South Central LA or the South Side of Chicago. It is in the womb. That is where.
Wow, man, that is really, really strong. I'm sure you understand how strong that is.
Yeah, not to get too much off base, but if like father, like son, we are aware that Bill Gates is an advocate of population reduction. And again, these programs are not good. So I am going to make my greatest attempt to get an interview and speak to him. And that's going to be a part of who in the
maybe world. You can find out who's funding this. It must be extremely expensive. So Monsanto and Gates are maybe paying for the stuff that's coming out of these aircraft. Who knows?
Well, I think there are a number of funding sources. What we're finding, there are literally thousands of corporations involved, many governments, many different governments. But what we are finding is a connection of just a few individuals who are connected to most, if not all, of these corporations. And we're going to put that together. And I think there's power in that. The world is now waking up. Before we started the film, very few people were aware of this. And the mainstream media did a very effective job at demonizing anybody who questioned this issue as being, you know, crazy or nuts. And it was a challenge that we had to get past. We are past that. And most people have heard of the issue. And after seeing Why in the World Are They Spraying, the first film was good. The second film, again, it's winning awards around the world. And when people see it, God, we must have a 99.9% turnaround rate for those who going into the film are very skeptical or don't believe that this is happening. So we're very happy about how it was created. And Barry Kolsky was, did just a great job, and I want to thank him on air for the work that he did in editing.
Well, you know, skepticism is just the converse of gullibility, so a little skepticism is fine as long as you can be skeptical and just await some information. But here's the thing. This isn't some conspiracy chat. No. These airplanes are really doing this. Those are not contrails that you're seeing. I just want to make sure that anybody's tuned in just recently. I'm telling you, I know this. Contrails do not hang around. The things called chemtrails do hang around. Aircraft are spraying the population. Period.
And
go ahead, Michael.
And making a ton of money and gaining so much power in doing so, and that helps people get an understanding of this. And you know, I often use the analogy, and I find that it works with most people. A contrail is sort of like when we breathe in cold weather. You can see your breath, but it quickly disappears. I have never seen, I grew up in Chicago, somebody walking down the street with a trail of breath that lasts, you know, several miles. It just happen. In the same principle, that's the question that we should be asking. But again, we go back to the test since the release of our film. Hundreds of people from around the world have been testing the rain. And again, they're finding the exact materials that geoengineers, again, deny they're spraying, but state that they urgently want to start. They're calling for emergency geoengineering. These materials match a number of geoengineering patents exactly. And what we're seeing, global dimming, you know, that's a state of goal of geoengineers. And
understood.
Yeah.
Just to validate what you've been saying just a little bit, I've got a mail here from Darren. He says, this man is right on. I tested the snow in Kansas City. It was 7.8. My garden's like 6.5 to 7 tops. And most pine trees here, you have to add acidification to soil to get a 7.0 balance. My water is 8+. This ruined soil. Pine trees yellow. Lost my grape patch due to alkaline soil. This guy needs to be on more. I completely agree. Michael Murphy is our guest. Golly, what a quick hour and a half. But we have more time. We have some more time, and I'm just going to let him rip and tell you everything that he feels you need to know between now and the end of the program. This is the one and only Coast to Coast AM. There is such a thing as evil. It is the opposite of love. And the dark side seduces people. Some of them resist, others cannot. And that is where you come in. And that's why we have programs like this, because when we talk about eugenics and the elimination of entire races of people, when we talk about controlling the human spirit, when we witness the deliberate attempt at removing any allegiance to the higher invisible authority, the creator of this realm, I assure you it was not a scientist in a lab somewhere. This much I'm willing to go out on the clothesline and say I'm absolutely certain that it was not another human being who created this reality. When you remove that, when you remove faith, when you remove the ability of the individual to defend themselves, when you tamper with their food, their air, their water, you tamper with their dreams, that's evil. So are you in or not? We'll be right back in our final segment with Michael Murphy as we push on through early Easter morning, and happy Easter to those of you who observe it, and happy Easter to those of you who do not. This is Coast to Coast AM. Just a minute. All right, Michael Murphy, let's carry on. We got a better part of a half an hour here, so just let her rip. It's all yours.
All right, thanks for the go ahead with that. And wow, time has really flown. There's so much new information coming out and so much to talk about. But like I said before, I'm very optimistic about this, because we've seen just a dramatic change in humanity, in people's ability to receive this information and get active. I think part of it is the good people doing the work, getting active in doing so. And I want to talk about my co-producer, Barry, who initially got involved with the first film. And as an amateur, knew very little, if anything, about filmmaking. And the person that I started it with didn't know much either. Barry came in, and he really brought it to a professional quality film, and that's what helped break the field open. Anyways, he did not believe in this issue. But he did want the editing job. When we were finally finished with the film, he was convinced. When we started Why in the World, Oddly Sprained, I saw a great shift in him, and now he's just—he's been an incredible researcher, and he's found some very, very interesting things. One of which are ship trails. If you go on the NASA website, you will see these long trails over our oceans, typically around jet streams. And they're calling these natural ship trails. Some of these are 400, 500 miles long and about 70 miles wide. It's a new phenomenon. And I'm wondering why we don't, A, see those ship trails around shores. And I'm wondering why they get so thick. And I'm also wondering, if that were true, why they would be so long and linger for so long. Well, as it turns out, Barry noticed a couple of correlations with these trails. He found a patent, which was owned by Bill Gates and a few other people, and it was a patent to literally sell insurance to governments to protect themselves from the damage from these programs. And the idea of the ship trails was using ships to literally disperse aerosols over the oceans, which would block the sun, and essentially allow criminals, I can't call them anything else, to literally control and change our weather. So it's a money-making scheme at the very least, but definitely a shift of power. What he also noticed for a very, very long time, these ship trails only occurred on the 1st of the month and the 14th of the month. Never any other days, even though the ships were sailing, which was very interesting. Today, we're seeing them almost on a daily basis. And, of course, our weather is dramatically changing. This change in our weather creates an incredible shift of power. One thing that I really wanted to discuss, and I think it was very important, is the monetary aspect, which we covered a little bit with Monsanto, of weather control. And we found out that weather was actually being traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
Traded? So, weather being traded?
Yeah. My jaw literally dropped when I heard that. So we went out to Chicago, and I interviewed a trader out there, and And there's a thing called weather derivatives. And essentially, these derivatives allow corporations to hedge their risk on adverse weather conditions. So let's say if you're a heating company and you need X amount of days to be below 30 degrees, and like the last couple of summers, they've been much higher than that. We have temperatures much higher. An insurance company can hedge the risk by through these derivatives and actually make a profit. Another example that he used was a seed company in the Midwest, which maybe had $5 million worth of seeds, but through the derivatives, they invested in $10 million. They make more money if the crop fails and actually make a profit. And with this being said, I'm not saying everybody involved with trading these derivatives is involved in weather control, but without question, there are certain corporations, certain individuals that have the information, that have the playbook of the weather control that has been fully documented. Please watch Why in the World Are They Spraying for more info. And those people literally cannot lose. So, again, through the death and destruction that we're seeing today from our changing weather, certain individuals are making billions and billions of dollars at the expense of all of us.
That's absolutely amazing. So it's the 21st century put option.
It is. It is. And you know, for some people, it's an honest investment. But at the level, which, God, I hate to call it the elite. I can say a lot of other words, probably not appropriate for the air, but at any rate, it's literally a scam. But that's the period, and that's the era that they want to move us into, where literally this system, this government corporate conglomerate, which I call the beast, has control over everything. And we're at a vital time because we have, I believe, 85% of our food is genetically modified. So we have about 15% left.
There must be some countries who don't support this.
I think Sweden, if I'm not mistaken, and there have been other countries who have stepped up. And that gives me so much hope because here in America, you know, I guess we kind of had a death to our effective activism for a while, but it's coming back. And I'll tell you why. People are getting sick. They're noticing things are changing. And this issue literally affects each and every one of us, and it's moving very quickly. Our forests are dying. People are getting sick more quickly, and they can't hide it much longer. And because of that, because it's so important to hand out free DVDs, go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com to order your copy and support our next film, which we'll talk about. But it's so important to get out into the public, to hand out DVDs to your neighbors, host screenings in your community. That develops a good framework. And we really focused a lot of work on Maui. And when we went out to film the first film, about six people were aware of the issue. When we came back about a year later and really handed out DVDs and had some public meetings, I would say about 90% of the island is aware of these programs. As a result, we have political support. We've met with the mayor's office and had a council member actually support a bill that addresses this issue. So that's one small and very quick example of what can be done in a very short period of time on a very small level. So one of our goals and many of our goals are really to work and encourage people to get active in addressing this. And like you said, it can be a challenge, you know, when we address issues like this. However, this is the future, and I can assure you, of all natural life on our planet. And while it might be difficult, the consequences of ignoring this and not addressing it are far greater than anything that we could experience when addressing this. So we have been supporting the Thrive movement. They have a solutions hub, which is very effective in getting groups together at local levels. So please go to that website. And They have addressed, I believe it was the Malathion issue, if I'm not mistaken, which was also a spray program, but at much lower levels. And we're going to be talking to them about how to implement this into the film. Both Kimberly and Foster believe that if we apply these concepts, that we can get these programs stopped in 2 years.
And that's Michael, you know, there appears to be an undeniable depopulation element to this whole program.
Without
that's what it looks like to me. And I guess what I would ask you is, if we do have a if we do have 2 billion, several authorities, you know, experts, whatever you might call them, sources, let's call them sources, are claiming a 2 billion person increase within the next 10 years, roughly. 2025, I guess.
Right.
Do you think that there are people in power who are saying, well, this population growth is not going to stop itself. People are not going to limit the size of their households. The third and even fourth worlds are just bursting with people. We're going to have to take direct action. We're going to have to eliminate some of the people on the planet. Do you have any idea that something like that is actually happening? I mean, I'm not trying to pull you into a jackpot here, but I can't imagine that anybody who's put together a chemtrail spraying program cannot be oblivious to these population increase numbers.
It, without question, impacts our population through early death, through illness. No question about that. Bill Gates, again, who is promoting and actually sponsoring geoengineering with millions of dollars, is a promoter of population reduction. No question that this is and has been on the table. Geoengineering definitely is a part of this. And just the fact that we are allowing, and I really want to stress the word allowing, these corporations to control the very essence of life, that is our trees, that is our food, that is our sun. We are giving over this tremendous amount of power. And, you know, I wish I could believe that this world has a population problem. And I think people might argue, many might argue with me on this issue. However, I have two sides of this. In our current corporate structure, I don't believe that we're sustainable. But I do not believe that is the way that we're supposed to live, because this world was free at one time. And if you think about it, we are the only species on this planet that pay for food and pay for shelter. And with
that's
that
interesting.
Means, if we all planted our food, if we all captured our rain and lived sustainably, we could have balance, we could have equality. These are things that I want. I don't care about Rockefeller's power. I don't care that Bill Gates feels great, that he has billions of dollars. What I care about is the people being healed from the pain that they're suffering, so these people can feel good about themselves.
And well, that's love for your fellow man. That's what that is.
It's, you know, it has to be done, because we have gotten to a point where literally we have day-to-day operations. We have children who are coughing of asthma. We are in perilous times right now, and we're at a very vital time. But let's move out of the crisis and into the solution. With that being said, you know, from my personal experience, every change, important change in my life that I have undergone, and I've made quite a few of them, it's been provoked by a crisis. So now we literally have a crisis that affects each and every living thing on the planet. As a result, this is the issue that can and will unite humanity. And it's not a hard concept, because there are billions of us, there are a few people who are promoting and perpetuating these crimes. And let me tell you, if 10% of us that were aware of this stood up, took effective political action, which will be very concise in who in the world is spraying, these programs will immediately stop. We will restore our planet, and we will begin the healing process.
Now, you do encourage people who purchase one of your DVDs to make copies of it and hand it out for free, just like your other DVDs, yes?
We do. And, you know, as a filmmaker, it's a challenge because it's not a profitable business. Let's put it that way. But what our supporters, people who purchase DVDs, they do allow us to do other films and to focus on this. Got some weeks were 90-hour weeks, you know, nonstop, 7 days a week. It slowed up a little bit. However, had we not had the support, A, the films would not have been done, or the promotions would not have been done. And I have made a decision, no matter how challenging it gets, I will continue to address this issue until either I die or the program stop. But
no, you have several musical artists that are addressing this issue. I'm thinking Skull, Mixmaster Mike, people like that, right?
Yeah. Skull wrote an incredible anthem called Cry Die, and it addresses this issue. And in what a wonderful person, very very famous in Korea, and Morgan Carey, a good friend of mine, Mariah Carey's brother, manages Skull. And he has a lot of experience in the music industry, and also how to reach out to pop culture, and that's one of our goals. So we're working together, forming an organization which is going to reach out to the world, and we're going to be working on professional quality commercials, influencing hopefully other artists to get involved to start supporting these efforts. And once we get this on the mainstream, once the celebrities, and a lot of celebrities are aware of the issue, once they get the gravity of this, once they start making the connection that perhaps their forests or their trees are dying as a result of this, or their children have asthma because of this sprain, which are some of the lesser of the implications, they will be on board as well. So it is getting out there, and we are almost at the tipping point. We're looking for some support for who in the world is spraying. And I think once we name the definitely military involvement, I interviewed Kristen Edwards, and she is a retired industrial hygienist. One of her jobs at Air Force Base was to check in anything that could be hazardous, such as aluminum, barium, and strontium. They were checking in a lot of those materials, ironically. So she shared that with us. But there's also, obviously, a lot of corporations, so we're going to include that. But we're going to the, I guess you could say, the top or bottom of the pyramid, and we're going to name names. And I think that is the way.
When are we going to see this work? Pretty soon?
Well, it depends on the funding. So we have some opportunities. And the way that we started this film, literally with very few dollars in the bank, G. Edward Griffin helped us out with this. We offered people opportunities to help fund. They were our funding angels. So you can go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com. There's a link, I think, on the right side. To help fund this, we have a couple different levels. Our funding angels that donate $200 or more. Get a free signed DVD and some other things. And we have several levels of angels. Absolutely need it to get the film done. We would have never been able to do this without our past support. So I want to thank everybody who has supported us in any capacity. You are part of this awakening. We couldn't have done it without you.
Michael Murphy, thank you very much. Let's stay in touch with each other. It was a pleasure to have you on the program. Well, that's it for another Saturday night. Questions, aware or unaware, prepared or unprepared, trained or untrained, passive or active. Life is about making choices. Make some. Happy Easter. And be well.